Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, Alwyn Boyle, friend of the show, has shared her journey of trying to become a mother on her own with us. We've been through the highs, the lows, including the amazing support she's received online, the disappointing visits with fertility specialists here, negative pregnancy tests following insemination, looking into embryo adoption, and even going to a clinic in Greece in order to make her dream a reality. She desperately, all she ever wanted to be a mother and has tried everything. It's been a roller coaster, I have to say. And the last time we spoke with her, she had been to a specialist in Athens, but things didn't work out. She is some woman, though, you know, dusted herself off and went back to try again. And she's on the line now. Alwyn, how are you?
I am okay. I'm great, actually.
Tell us your news.
I'm 4 weeks pregnant.
How did you find out? Tell us, it's so crazy. I know, but it's so amazing. After everything you've been through, Alwyn, the journey to get to this point. So how did you find out?
Well, I decided to stay over in Greece this time. I came over on my own. I went island hopping for a week on my own at the very beginning. And then I arrived back in Athens, say, 2.5 weeks ago, Monday, 2.5 weeks ago. And I went into the clinic and I said, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything about what they look like. Don't tell me whether it's fresh. Don't tell me whether it's frozen. Don't tell me anything. Just do whatever you need to do. I was building too much. Like, I was sending gifts and everything to the embryo person I adopted from before.
Yeah, sorry, mother. Can we just remind people what happened in the clinic in Athens, just in case they missed that. We talked about it before. So what is the process there again?
So the process there, I went over in April 1st. I went over for 2 days and I had hysteroscopy, blood tests, Chicago tests, and it came back that I was infertile and I didn't have any eggs, so I was unable to, like, which I'd kind of known from Ireland anyway, but the tests were a lot more inclusive over here of finding out that I had, like, killer cells in my uterus, which is done by a Chicago test, which I'd never heard of over here. And unfortunately in Ireland I couldn't have hysteroscopy over here in Ireland because I didn't ever have miscarriage nor was I ever pregnant, but over in Greece you're able to have the tests and then have treatment to sort the problems and then try IVF. So I turned out I had a bacterial infection in my uterus, and I had like loads of different things in my uterus that needed to be fixed before they could have done anything. Came back the second time, brought my dad over, and I adopted 2 fresh embryos.
So you went down the road of embryo adoption in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's what you did. Okay.
Yeah. So basically that would be that there's already embryos made, or there's already a lady on a cycle who's a donor. And for some reason, over here you can become a donor and you can do 3 cycles to become a donor if you want to be. And then they will freeze your eggs for you on your 4th cycle. And you also get like a thank you payment as well for every cycle that you help someone else. So this lady was doing a cycle and making an embryo. So those embryos essentially were going to be made fresh. And I adopted them. So went over, signed legal papers, had all the tests done. They do extra tests for like to make sure that you're good enough to be a parent to adopt a Greek child, basically an embryo, which is the size of the pin, like the top of a pen. So if you just dab a pen, it's like that size. That's what the size of the embryo is.
You said you were sending her gifts.
Yeah, I'm mad there. Like, because Penny, my doctor over there, was like, oh, she was in today and she's in great form and she sends you loads of love. And in a way, to me, it sounds like kind of like a surrogate of an embryo. That's what it sounded like to me. But I was going to be able to carry the baby. But they just call it something different over here. But I think they're changing the law now again because they've changed loads of laws over here in the last couple of months. Because you cannot find out anything about your donors, like as in their names or what they look like. You have to put that into the trust of the clinic that they're going to look at your pictures of when you were a baby and stuff. And I just put all the trust in them. Which is better for me. Yeah, I was sending her over T-shirts and pennies and all, being like, oh, look at the Irish and all, telling her to wear them on her day when they were taking out her eggs and stuff. And then, you know, she'd be sending messages back. So I think I was too invested personally in her as well. Mm. I was thinking about her all the time and why she was doing it and so grateful for it. Like, but then that was obviously unsuccessful. So I came back this time and I just said, tell me nothing. And I came back from the islands, went in on the Monday, and Penny said, okay, we're going to do a 3-day transfer. And I was like, okay. So within 10 minutes, I was in the clinic and having my transfer. And
bada boom,
I did it all again.
That's
bada
it.
Bada boom, bada bing. And
oh,
the hottest doctor ever,
oh,
Jennifer put
no,
me in.
Describe.
Oh, he's so hot. He's on my video. And when you see this hot man coming for you in between your legs and you're like, oh my God. And then Penny said, now you see, you can tell everybody that he's the dad because technically he put them in.
Exactly.
So I've told him.
Exactly.
So
he's fathered many children.
Yeah. So, and he was so hot, like, seriously.
Distracting. But listen
and
to me.
He's single.
Oh, right. So you're staying in Greece. That's what it sounds like. Oh,
no,
and
I'm coming
never
home.
Back.
I'm coming home.
Are you going to stay
home,
for...
Seriously.
You have to come home. We need to look after you.
I do.
So what's the crack now? You're 4 weeks. How do you feel? Are you going to stay in Greece for a little bit longer and do some more island hopping? Are you going to come back? What's the plan?
God, no. I kind of... I stayed here to stay in the bubble. Everyone was like, how is she staying there? Like, how is... Like, she's no job. She's not... I don't have a job, but I do have a credit union account. So I decided to do the transfer here and just stay here for the 10 days because I felt that when I went home the last time, it was just constant. And when you're in your own environment, you can't pass the time as quick. Like, I spend so much money on pregnancy tests, it's probably cheaper to be here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So over here, I was in a bubble. I had reached out to people that were in Serum. And I met women from England, Ireland and the States. And I'd meet them every night and go for dinner. And we'd all be in the same situation. Like, completely different stories. No one's story was the same.
Is there a lot of women from Ireland doing this?
Oh,
and a lot of women doing this?
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah. In the last week, I've met 4 girls from Dublin, one of them in a relationship, the rest single. Like, you know,
isn't
and
it crazy you have to travel
because they're on their own?
Yeah, you're on your own.
No,
over
it's crazy.
There.
It's whatever about traveling, like, whatever about traveling over here to do it, financially, it's going to be cheaper, you know. But, like, I don't know how I did it because I wasn't someone who, if you ask any of my friends 2 years ago, so needy, wouldn't go anywhere on my own, would hate, like, to be in my own company. And I've just become a different person, like, over here, because I had to, I suppose. But meeting those women and realising that they don't have any support, I was very, very lucky. Like, they've no one. Like, they were over here doing treatment and the families wouldn't even know they were in Greece.
Mm.
Like, that's
crazy.
So sad.
That's crazy.
That's how you can feel about something like this. So I found that really hard. And I was like, Penny, I just need to, like, bring you to Ireland. Like, you just need to come over with your... team.
And will you bring the hot doctor as well?
Oh yeah, I've already told him.
Grant,
yeah, because like when he did my test the other day, he came in with his hair cut and I said, look at you, Daddy, getting prepared and all. I said, I won't even ask you for maintenance, just pose for the photos at the christening and then
exactly.
You can break up with me.
Exactly.
So yeah, he. I'm hoping I'll get them all over. Yeah.
But get back to your journey, Owen. It's been... quite incredible, your journey, your determination to have this baby. You've tried everything. You're in Athens, you know, making your dream a reality. I mean, you'll give a lot of hope to a lot of women who feel a bit hopeless, I think. And I'm delighted that you've documented your journey, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. And actually, my niece, Amy, spent like, I think, 5 hours making a little video and I put it up yesterday. To announce like that it had worked, and like nearly 12,000 people have watched it, and I'm like so proud of my niece for doing it. But it's just, it's been a serious roller coaster, and sometimes it doesn't feel like it's real, and I'm still very much in shock, and I'm still very much, I have to be very careful. Like, it's still only 4 weeks, which is crazy because you're on a 10-day wait from when you transfer, and then are you on a 14-day wait from when you transfer, and then you're 4 weeks pregnant, because nobody knows, like, remembers that it's a 10-month pregnancy. It's never 9 months.
Wow.
You know, so it's just, yeah, it's been crazy, and but I have to say, I've only had one negative person on Instagram in my whole time here.
And welcome to Instagram.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like, this person went out of their way to, I mean, rip me to shreds. Like, but people just need to be careful with their words, I suppose, you know. But one isn't bad. That's what everyone kept saying to me. One is not bad.
So, oh, there's always going to be one lunatic. And listen to me, you have so much support. You have so much love.
Yeah.
I mean, we love talking to you. I mean, we're so happy for you. Everyone on the team is so happy for you. We were talking about you all day
yesterday.
I know.
You've been amazing. You've been so good.
Oh, you've been amazing. You've been incredible.
No, but the amount of people, Jennifer, that you've by talking about it and opening up to it, like, honestly, let me just say, the amount of people who have messaged on Instagram and been like, thanks to Jennifer for talking about it, been following you since then. There's been people looking into going to different countries. Like, I'm not paid to tell anyone to go anywhere, but I have had an amazing experience here, ups and downs. Mm. But with people like you highlighting it, it really does help people to talk, because it's very
important.
Sad to see people going home and being like, oh, I didn't know, one night stand. No, you didn't. You went through heartache to get what you have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just my feeling, like, and that's why I wanted to tell my story. I didn't want to walk down one day with my baby and be like, have someone go, oh, how did she get that, like? This is how I got it. I went through heartache.
If they say that to you, you say, have you got a couple of hours? Sit down there and I will tell you. I will tell you, or check out my Instagram, Ollie's Baby Wish, and you can see what I've been through to get this baby.
Yeah,
but listen, I want you to mind yourself. I want you to mind yourself in Greece. Safe travels home, and get that doctor's number for me, will you?
Oh my God, total red. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Nah, you can say that. You can say that. It's my show. You can say what you want.
I'll
when you're
send you a private photo.
Send me a photo.
Bye,
love. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. There we go. That is Alwyn. What incredible news. I mean, what she's been through. And I can't stop thinking about those four women from Dublin, she said, that are over there all alone, and some of their families don't even know. I mean, that is not a nice journey to do by yourself. Support is so important, but I'm glad we have these conversations on this show and make people aware that there are other options. Never lose hope, and I hope it helps. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.